here at the 2017 Max Northwest Credit Union Association with Mr. Troy Stang. How are you, Troy?
It's great.
Good to see you, sir.
Thank you for taking the time to be up here.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure.
Yes. And welcome to the Northwest.
I know. It's beautiful here. The trees are turning outside. Nice, crisp fall day.
It is.
This is what it's all about.
It is fall, and it's credit union season.
Exactly. This is like the sprint before the holidays. Everyone's getting their conferences in, and everyone's doing some big-time networking before the holidays just to kind of get prepared for 2018, which kind of leads me to my first question is, how do you see this year kind of wrapping up and then going into 2018 based on your perspective?
Well, we've had just an amazing year, and I think this conference really is the pinnacle to really show that the credit union movement in the Northwest is alive and well. Spokane in itself is a credit union city. We've got over 290,000 credit union members in the city.
Gracious.
And these three states, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, really share a commonality, and that is 50% of the consumers.
I just found that out here.
Yes, are members of credit unions. So you can't go anywhere in the Northwest without having that sort of conversation. And you might have seen the banners around here in the conference. We've put out a milestone goal for credit unions to stretch and achieve 75% of the market share by 2025. And we think it's obtainable.
I think so too. I mean, because you guys have a really good network here of credit unions, and the cooperative movement is really strong in this area of the country as well. So it's, I don't see why not.
You know, I've always said that from the beginning when I first moved to the Northwest. I think the Northwest has a cooperative vibe. People understand that doing things together in your communities, whether that's farm co-ops, the grocery store co-ops, and or credit unions, is the way of life in the Northwest. And credit unions have really stood up the pillar of being a cooperative as their as the structure to really deliver value to the consumers. And we've been focusing on ensuring that the credit unions are better able to articulate that value that they create and generate each and every day. We believe it's critically important that they go back to that fundamental of proving and showing the member who's engaging with them that they're really obtaining more value by being a member of a cooperative versus a for-profit organization. And if the credit union members can articulate that, then they're more apt to share that with their family, their friends. And so, you know, if we can get the 6.5 million people who are already credit union members talking about what the value means, their credit union membership means to them, we think that that's just going to be something that nurtures and feeds on itself.
Oh, it could snowball.
Yes. You know, we just came off of International Credit Union Day here in Spokane. I've got to share a story.
Sure.
Because the other thing we talk about along with the cooperative structure and the value creation is the impact credit unions make in the community. And last week was International Credit Union Day. We celebrated credit unions throughout and around the globe. But here in Spokane, 100% of the credit unions that are in this marketplace got together, looked at the needs of the community, and partnered with a number of organizations in this community to provide some real needed services for some transitionary housing. And it just speaks to the impact, the social impact that credit unions make. And that's the other component that we believe is really important for credit union members to be talking about. You know, first off, what's in it for me? What's in my wallet? That's the value. But the impact of that credit unions make in the communities. Imagine for a day, just imagine in this Northwest arena, if one day credit unions were not here. There would be this sucking sound in the communities of the value in the impact that the cooperatives have.
A massive vacuum. Yeah.
It would, and so it's critically important as part of the fabric of our communities in the Northwest that these cooperatives are continuing to nurture more value and more impact across their communities.
Yeah, and I think that the more that happens in the community, kind of an outwardly type of thing, I think that is very infectious in a good way, because people see that and go, well, I want to be part of that too, you know?
Yeah, we're really excited. What's really fun this week is Max in this conference.
Yeah.
We've got attendance that is almost 30% higher than years past. We've got, for the first time ever, the credit unions in these three states together, in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, coming together in this conference, sharing great ideas, sharing how they're being relevant to their members. And so we've got almost 300 business partners here in joining us this week. So it's
That's a very good turnout.
Really fun gathering to see that sharing, that collaboration that's happening.
Indeed. Hey, let's talk about structure, value, impact, the credit union difference.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, I mentioned this structure, value, and impact, and the structure of the cooperative structure of credit unions being so critically important. We believe it's important not only for the growth of credit unions and the importance of the members understanding it, and we think that will help the members articulate that the value proposition better to those who aren't credit union members, but. Let me tell you, we frame up and we help credit unions frame up as their association the message that they deliver in the public policy arena as well. So we take the message of the credit union structure and the value creation back into the state capitals. This last few years we've been doing economic reports, Oregon and Washington credit unions have, and I am so excited. We have 99% of the Idaho credit unions that also participated in the economic report this year. And what that does is allows economists to wrap around the credit union value proposition. And let me tell you, Mike, when we bring that collective message into the state capitol, into our congressional delegation, they understand that credit unions are not only just meeting the obligation of the cooperative structure, but they're excelling at making sure that cooperative model of finance is truly being a solution on Main Street, truly is providing a balance to the credit structure. And if you go back to why we were originally chartered in our nation and across every one of these states, it was to provide a balance to the credit structure so that the headlines weren't filled with too big to fail and bail. And we think that's critically important that we continue to measure that economic impact. And then the value proposition, the impact, as I mentioned, the community work that's done. We're in the process of working on a community impact report that we can somehow tell better the story.
Oh, I'd love to see that. When that's done?
When that's done, we're going to be able to, I think, sing to the mountaintops the impact and how these credit unions are really woven through the fabric of these communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this area can be a really good example. Not that the rest of the country is not like, you know, resting on their laurels in the credit union area because everyone's trying really, really hard. But in this area of the country, it's really prominent. Like you said, 50% market share here. That can be a great example for the rest of the country of what you guys are doing in this area of the country that can just spread throughout.
We're really excited. We believe there's something in the water, in the air, in the Northwest that the cooperative movement. I don't know if it's the vast spread of the geography, but the consumers have had to figure out how to be able to serve themselves in these vast geographic spreads of these western states. With that said, we also now have become an unbelievable tech bubble. The innovation that's happening in some of our cities up and down the I-5 corridor here in Spokane and or in Boise, there's some fabulous, and you'll see it here in the exhibit hall in Beta Space, some of these fabulous innovations of technology that are getting their root in the Northwest because of the quality of life and the anchoring of technology. And being able to marry that sort of innovation with the market share and the presence credit unions have, bringing relevant solutions to the consumers. I'm going to talk about that in my main address tomorrow, the importance of credit unions embracing technology, ensuring that they remain relevant for tomorrow's consumer. Yeah. I've seen it even in my own family, where sometimes, and being a credit union family, I have siblings that will go out and use other apps and what have you that might not be directly tied to a credit union because they're the latest, flashiest technology, and it's so important for credit unions to skate to that place, remain relevant, and stay in front of and with the consumer.
Yeah, I've said this a lot. It's almost like we're being spoiled by the Amazon experience, and so credit unions kind of have to move. I mean, I think across any industry, we all kind of have to strive for that, which is now the bar, so to speak. So now credit unions have to do that too to keep these increasingly savvy consumers out there happy and relevant.
We do, but we also have a value proposition that is local. There is no better demonstration of localness than the 190 brands, credit union brands, that serve this Northwest region. And they're able to do what they do because of the collaboration, because of the interaction that they have with each other, and the partnership that they have even with some of our business partners to make sure that they can bring the scale and efficiency and the evolutions and the technology to credit unions so that you can be hyper-local. But yet stay relevant to that consumer who wants to be everywhere, wants ease of access, and you know, will transfer money between their family and friends on multiple devices within the same hour. And so there certainly is running a credit union is hard work in today's environment.
Especially today. Yeah.
And there is this balance of making sure you keep that localness, mm-hmm. keep that personality with your member, mm-hmm. but bring the modern cutting-edge technologies and married with it.
Yeah, I was just talking about that with Tom Johnson. He was in here earlier, and we were talking about how it's incredibly complex today because you have members that are totally mobile, you have members that are branch, you have mobiles that are mobiles, members that are like desktop, you know, so it's, you have to cater to all these different folks that are in these different channels now. It's nutty, but that's what we got to do today.
And it's not a choice of one or the other. It's both. Yeah. And finding that right balance and that right transition at the right time. And Mike, that's probably not any different than we've always have. I think that what's different today is the speed of transition.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
And I don't know if that's going to slow down.
I don't think so.
It's going to stay there. And so we've noticed at the conference there's this energy, this vibe that's at the conference. And I think that's the new day. And it's really going to carry into tomorrow as well, where the excitement and the energy and as the Association for the Northwest Credit Unions, we certainly have a skip in our step because it is a fast-paced business, and we need to be there to meet tomorrow's consumers.
It's exciting. It's really exciting these days. All right, let's talk about credit unions protecting the cooperative choice. Kind of a call to action here. What's your take on that?
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I mentioned a little bit about the importance of credit unions ensuring they meet the promise of policy officials when Congress and the state capitals gave us the authority to operate under a cooperative structure. That comes with a huge promise. Mm-hmm. That comes with a promise to make sure that they can generate and deliver the value to their members, mm-hmm. And that the members know about it. In partnership with CUNA and looking at some of the work that Jim Nussel and the National Brand Awareness Task Force is doing, even in a community like the Northwest, where 50% of the consumers are members of credit unions, there are still consumers who don't know what a cooperative is, don't know what a credit union is, don't know that there's a choice other than a Wall Street institution, and they don't know that a cooperative solely exists to provide a benefit and is accountable to that consumer. And so we've got a lot of work ahead of us yet to do to make sure that understanding that cooperative difference and that structure.
What can we do? I mean, anything off the top of your head?
Absolutely. The secret sauce, I believe, in doing so is getting the existing employees, the existing team members. We've got almost 25,000 people who work for credit unions in these three states. Mm-hmm. And we're all employers. We all have the challenges and the opportunities, both being an employer and the training and the onboarding. But if we can get that passionate group of 25,000 people delivering the same story in every elevator about who credit unions are, why we're different, and that the choice that the consumer has, now we've ignited an army. And if that army of 25,000 people can then, in turn, pass those message points on to the 6.5 million people who are already credit union members, now we've got an army, if you will, of 50% of the marketplace who can act as a grassroots communication channel to those who are not members.
Isn't that what your team project is all about, TEAM?
We are so excited. I know you talked to Samantha.
She was awesome. Yeah.
We are in the process of launching a tool that will help credit unions do exactly that. Yeah. Get those message points, get the entire team within each credit union on board and give them the tools at their fingertips so that they can better communicate.
Such a good idea.
And I think it's just going to nurture itself.
Mm-hmm. Collaborative vibe in the Northwest Credit Union. So you talk about secret sauce. What's going on? I mean, there's something, like you said, there is something in the water here.
You know, some of the founders of the Northwest Credit Union Association, when I first came to the Northwest, said, Troy, we've got the energy. We want to have a world-class movement, and we want it nurtured in the Northwest, locally. And so a lot of the people that you've been interacting with here at the conference, they're the folks who are the heartbeat, if you will, of wanting an industry, a movement in the Northwest that's got the passion, has the energy. And so I just feel blessed to be able to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah.
This conference and frankly the partnership with Oregon, Washington, Idaho credit unions and putting on this conference and having a true movement in the Northwest has inspired the engagement of we've have almost 100% of the credit unions in this Northwest region engaged with the association this year. And you know, an association is only a group of people with a common cause, and we're only as good as the engagement of those credit unions, of our members. And so I'm blessed, I'm thankful, it's the power of them together is very inspiring.
I want to wrap up with this because I know you got a few things to do here, just Troy. Just a little bit, you know, nothing. What are the goals of this conference? What do you want to accomplish here? What do you want folks to take away, take back to their credit unions that they can use right away?
Well, number one, the secret sauce of a cooperative only works if the credit unions remain relevant. So we are hopeful that we have raised the bar on content, on the outside food, if you will, that we brought into the conference programming. And I can tell you, having sat in the sessions and poking my head in a few of the breakout sessions, the people are leaning in. Their notepads are getting full. They're texting their people back home. So it is inspiring. It's getting them away from their daily work and inspiring them with new ideas and new tools and resources. So we hope they take that back and make their credit unions even better in this next chapter. We also hope it inspires them to continue to comb the field. So many of these programs that we have delivered this week at MAX are ideas that our members have found.
Oh, really?
And have shot us emails along the way saying, hey, take a look at this. Yeah. This is a great idea. And so really this MAX conference and the whole brand of MAX is about maximizing the opportunities, maximizing what can be done when credit unions work together to bring these resources. So we know that MAX 17 is in process, and we know MAX 2018 is just around the corner. Yes.
It sounds like you kind of have your built-in brain trust here, you know, of all these attendees here. So it's everyone's kind of networking and exchanging ideas, what works, what doesn't work, all that type of stuff. So it's like we're in good shape here.
We're excited. We're excited of the gathering. We're excited of the passion and the energy in this Northwest movement. And we're so thankful to be a part of the entire credit union movement.
Indeed. Troy, thank you so much. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Yeah, fun stuff.
You guys are...